Fire paramedics, operator 52, what's the address? What city are you in?
Malibu.
Is this a house, apartment, or business?
House.
What's your phone number, area code first? The emergency there right now?
My husband isn't breathing. I can't.
How old is he?
He's 67.
Okay, and so he's not breathing at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, Sheriff, are you on the line?
Yes, what's the cross street?
I'm sorry?
The cross street?
It's right across.
Is it gated?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Sheriff, you're responding?
Yeah, we need a gate code.
The second gate is
the first gate is
it's our house that they come to with the private drive.
Okay, so that's Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the way right now. This is your call history 3992. Is he on his? Is he on the ground?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any vomit in his mouth?
I'm sorry?
Is there any vomit in his mouth?
No.
Okay. What I need you to do is I need you to kneel next to his chest, okay?
Kneel next to his chest. I have someone with me, and I can't reach you.
Okay, can I talk to them, please?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry. Alright. Let's move over here. Alright. Alright, I got it. So I'm kneel next to his chest.
Okay. I need you to place one hand on the bone in the center of his chest, just right between his nipples, okay?
Okay, one hand in the bone.
Can I talk to the person that's doing the CPR so I can just give them the directions directly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, they need to talk to you.
Hello?
Hi, paramedics are on the way now. Have you ever done CPR before?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. I need you to place the heel of your hand on the bone in the center of his chest, just between his nipples, okay?
I'll tell her what to do.
Okay, I need to talk to the phone.
The phone line's not long enough.
The phone line's not long enough? Okay.
No.
Have her place her
hand. Bring him down here.
Have her place her other hand on top of the first, okay?
Okay, here you go.
Okay, what do I do?
Okay, place the other hand on top of the first. Okay, place place one heel of your hand on the bone in the center of his chest. Place the other hand on top of the first.
My chest. Okay, got it.
Okay, keeping your arms stiff and straight.
Uh-huh.
Rapidly compress his chest hard and fast, at least 2 inches.
He's breathing, but go ahead.
Oh, he is breathing?
Yeah.
Okay, if he's breathing, then we don't want to do chest compressions, because that'll probably hurt him really bad, okay? So he's just unconscious.
Hold on.
Well,
I can't tell if he's breathing.
Okay, well, put your ear next to his nose and his mouth, and listen and feel for air, and look to see if his chest is moving.
Okay, he's barely slightly breathing.
He is? Okay.
Yeah.
Has he been sick with anything recently?
No.
Okay. Is he struggling?
Bronchitis, yes.
Okay. Is he taking, like, really slow breaths, or?
Slow breaths, I can't tell. Yeah, I mean, it's really barely, he's barely breathing.
Okay. What I need you to do is just lay him so he's on his left side, okay?
Okay, his left is this way. Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay. Just monitor his breathing. I'll stay on the line with you until the paramedics get there, okay?
He's breathing.
Okay.
They are starting to make some noise.
Okay, that's good. Just keep him on his left side, okay?
Uh-huh.
We're keeping him on his side so in case he throws up so he doesn't choke on his vomit, okay?
Okay.
We're on the way now.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
3992.